Afriki denu wilila kayewa senayala yoro janta.
Habib Koité is one of Africa's most recognized musicians. His music blends the diverse musical traditions of his homeland, Mali, with rock, blues, and jazz. After a six-year absence from the recording studio, Koité and his band Bamada are back with a new CD, Afriki. So on this CD, you have a very strong feeling about Africa, that it is not a place of just sorrow and hard times. How do you feel about the continent and the people of Africa?
Yeah, Africa is a continent want to change something. You know, everybody have to think what to do to give a best future for the Africa, to give hope to the young in Africa. And African young can have hope in Africa and make something in Africa and believe in Africa.
You've seen so much of the world, but why don't you take us to your childhood in Mali? And it's a country I've always wanted to visit. I've never been there, but I love the musical traditions and the long history of it being a nation with a lot of learning. What was it like for you growing up, and when did you start playing music?
Yeah, I grew up in Mali, normally, like, with mother and father around me and a lot of brothers and sisters. We are all together in the same house. It's a great time because it's really happiness and very hard relationship. And a lot of good grand ambiance.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let me jump in and ask you, when did you start playing music? What did you start playing, and how old were you?
When I start music, I start music very young. You know, my mother sing and father play guitar and brothers sing. Everybody play guitar at home, and I born inside and I grow with this ambience, musical ambience, to play guitar and flute, and yes, around 14. And after that, slowly grow up and have my own band. It's because I was lucky and changed opportunity to have a lot of experience in the music.
Some people call music the universal language. So whether you speak French or English or any number of other languages, most people can understand the beauty of music.
Yeah.
Does that sound true to you?
Yes, music is universal. You know, when the young come to me, I explain them, before I make my own music, like my Malian music I try to do, to create with Malian music. Before that, I play in a club for 10 years and I play each type of music, rock, blues, jazz and everything. And I tell them, if you make, you play rap or R&B and you are Malian, it's not a problem for me. But if you get experience, you have to put your identity.
Se ne ke balé étayé comme la mine la gingi ke koroma surokono te sunokoni hiribala yelete.
So when you think about the music that you play, which has what some people call pan-Malian flavor, all these different types of music from Mali, the blues, the jazz, what would you call your music?
Yeah, my music name is inspired by traditional music. And I give a name, and the name was Dança Donso. Dança Donso, just two words together to symbolize the different music of Mali, to play each type of music. Because usually in Mali, the musicians play only the music from their own village or ethnic things. And I'm from West, and I try through my experience to play each type of music in Mali. But I take and I respect the identity of each type. The identity is very important, because I want, when I play one song from the north, I want the people from the north recognize the song. It's important for me they know the two things: to recognize the music and to feel who is this, and bring them to me, bring people together like a connecting point.
Well, Habib, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Malian singer and guitarist Habib Koité. His new CD is called Afriki. You can hear more of his in-studio performance at our website, nprnewsandnotes.org.
Ikonema alaka nebalo kasoro nebalo lendo mama.